Hello. This short podcast is the opener, the Jeffrey boycott, if you will, of a new series in which we will examine the spiritual battle that we find ourselves in. Wherever you look, there is an attack on everything that has been held to be the norm for centuries. Nowhere is this more clear than in the attacks on the church, the rise of wokery, and the campaigns to destroy history, rename streets, and erase statues. But today we're going to talk about vaccine passports. These are a terrible idea, but a lot of people don't seem to see exactly why. So this is an attempt to explain why we must reject vaccine passports. First of all, it is important to point out that vaccine passports are not the same as the vaccine. When you say you are worried about vaccine passports, a lot of people just say, get the vaccine. That is to miss the point. Whatever your views on the vaccine, a vaccine passport is something very different. How so? Well, let's look at it in some more detail. A vaccine passport that is needed to get into pubs, sporting events and so on inside your own country is something we have never seen before. It's being marketed by governments as a way of getting your freedoms back, but this is a quite impressive Orwellian use of language. It does appear to be the case that to sign up for a vaccine passport will give you back your freedoms. You'll be allowed to go to the pub. Bring it on, people say. But the freedom could be short-lived. Once the government has a system that can control who goes where, we are taking it on trust that they will only use it for this one vaccination. What if you need another vaccination in 6 months' time? A new one every year. And even more chillingly, would the government use it for other health conditions or for non-health matters? If you are suspected by the police of X, might you find that you cannot do Y? It comes down to, can we trust our government? People say we are a democracy, don't worry about it, that would never happen here. 2 years ago, that might have been a reasonable position, but the government has just locked us in our houses for over a year. 2 years ago, if anyone had said that the government would do that, everyone would have answered, we are a democracy, don't worry about it, that would never happen here. And what has happened here? We have been locked in our houses for a year. It is unfortunately the case that the idea that it could never happen here is no longer feasible. Anything could happen here now. It might be unlikely, but so was locking us in our houses for a year. This is the trouble. We cannot trust the government not to use the system to control people's movements in other ways. Even with the basic vaccine passport as mooted, they will know everywhere you've been. And the digital system will exist for them to flick a switch and disallow you entry anywhere. Government will be in total control. This is the exact opposite of getting your freedoms back. It sounds monstrously hyperbolic, but this system could be used in a similar fashion to the Chinese social credit system. The infrastructure will be there to restrict everything according to all sorts of rules and regulations. Of course, that would never happen here, except no longer can we believe that that is true. It could happen here, and we have to stop it. A vaccine passport is not a step towards freedom. It is not even a step towards totalitarianism. It's an entire leap into giving the state complete control over where you go. This has to be rejected. Please speak to your friends about this and make sure that everyone understands and is in agreement. Vaccine passports are an idea that goes against the very idea of democracy. We've already had CCP-inspired lockdowns to ruin our lives, but now we are more aware of what is going on. Our government might like imitating China, but let's not let them add vaccine passports to their bizarre imitation of the CCP.